Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Thomas Booker from Stanford is our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? Going, talking some Stanford today. Love the Cardinal. Love those teams, right? We always love talking about them here on the show. Talking about one of their better prospects, one of their top prospects today in Thomas Booker. Can't wait to see where he's going to land in a month come April in the draft. I can't wait to talk more about it, man. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching us live, listening to our podcast, thank you so much for joining us. It's because of you and your sharing by word of mouth, just telling your friends and family and your coworkers all about our show, just being like, hey, have you been listening to 100 Yards of Football? And they'll be like, no, what's that? And you just tell them. That's all. That has helped us to grow so much. You have no idea. So we just want to say thank you so much again. And without further ado, Mr. Logan Landers, tell us, Thomas Booker from Stanford Cardinals, what do we have to look forward to?
All right, let's talk about the 6'4", 309-pound offensive end, and what a prospect he is. Let's go back in time. Let's talk about him. And let's see. So, like I said, Thomas Booker, man, he is son of Ava and Earl Thomas Booker. Now, his father played a little bit of football at Wisconsin back in the day, and his mother graduated from law school at Duke. So he's coming from a very diverse family, coming from the gridiron and in the books as well. And that's where this guy's ability, he's just like his parents, man, because before I get into the football side of things, this guy is he was a finalist in this past year, 2021, for the William V. Campbell Award, which is awarded to the person who best represents the best combination of academics, community service, and both on-field performance. It is considered by many to be the academic Heisman. So that's where Thomas Booker is at, a very smart kid. Obviously, if you go to Stanford, right, I get the football program is nice, but you got to have a big brain too. And that's where Thomas Booker excelled, both in the classroom and on the field. But let's get into his on-the-field stats here for Stanford. Like I said, 6'4", 309, 310, depending on what he's feeling like that day. In 2018, his first year, saw the field a decent amount, 29 total tackles overall, with 3.5 sacks, with one pick to his name. So very good starting off the gate. 2019, 50 tackles in total, 4 sacks, a career high, 1 forced fumble for the young man, and no interceptions at all for the rest of his career, but he'd have 3 passes defended, which was the most. 2020, the year that was, he had 21 tackles, 1 sack, and 2 pass defended. And this past year, 2021, a career high in tackles with 59, a sack and a half, and 1 pass defended overall. So, like I said, Stanford, their program wasn't top-notch this year. Like I said, they were just 3-9 overall. But he did show that this guy, like I said, he's good in the classroom. He's got good smarts. But he's really good, not just as a defensive tackle, defensive end. He's also good on the special teams unit, which is where I think his value definitely spikes and gets more attention from the upcoming scouts in the NFL. Because if you can do it on the special teams unit, you will likely get your name, get your number seen more often, and that is where Thomas Booker's at right now. So let's talk about some of his strengths, some of his weaknesses for this young man. So some of the strengths, he's played with good leverage, even on the nose, despite his bulk. He can hustle, man. He's one of the hardest workers trying to get to the quarterback, trying to get a pass defender, an interception, whatever, a tackle. Good with a bull rush. He can close when you need him to. Like I say, he's got good leverage at the point of attack, whether it's inside or out. He's not going to lose his balance a lot either. He's going to really get lower than an offensive lineman on the short yard play. If you want to get that QB sneak in there or a quick running back to try and get through the hole on a third and two or what have you, Thomas Booker is just going to go underneath you, and that's where that intelligence comes in, and he is going to stuff you at the line of scrimmage, so you are not going to get through. Got good strength, got good footwork to fill the holes, like I just said. He recovers from cut blocks or falling on his way to make a tackle. If he gets tripped up in the trenches, like they say, he can get up real quick. He's also, he can make impressive hug tackles. Like I said, he's not going to just go in there and give you a nice shoulder tackle and knock you 5 yards back and make you loopy. He's going to be the textbook, grab you, clasp you, and slam you down. And that's why he's got close to 60 tackles this past season, because of very good technique, especially in the backfield, where he makes his money.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's BLEAV. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
But some of the things he could work on, like I said, he's not going to be a quick twitch player. When I say that, he's not going to be explosive off the line of scrimmage. He's not going to really threaten the edge too much. He's more of just a, I wouldn't say laid back, but more of a relaxed type of defensive tackle as opposed to one of the aggressors. He mostly tries and makes the game come to him as opposed to going out of his way and taking it, right? So, like I say, he doesn't have that explosiveness that some scouts like to see. Like I say, sees the ball very well, but he sometimes can get stuck on blocks a little bit too much on the offensive lineman. Sometimes I can just stuff him a little bit too much and take him out the play completely. Hard for him to kind of shed them in certain ways. Doesn't have elite speed to really get around the corner consistently and can really kind of just get shut down by the bigger offensive linemen who were able to kind of get that leverage deep in the pocket and shut him down. And then some other things, like I said, he's decent athletically. He's not the most gifted in terms of that, but it's mostly just a lot of straight line speed, some average straight line speed, and doesn't have the best speed when it comes to change of direction. Plays with some tight hips, not the best bend that you like to see at the defensive tackle position. And he doesn't have really many other pass moves besides that bull rush, like I mentioned earlier, right? He can kind of drop back a little bit, maybe kind of jump up a little bit, but he doesn't have the biggest bag of tricks when it comes to either getting to the quarterback. Like I said, doesn't have the most sacks throughout his tenure, but he's mostly a guy who, if you need him to stuff the run, that's where he makes his money. He's a very good tackler as well. Like I mentioned, he helps out on the special teams unit. And like I say, a really good guy. Like I say, he's also on the Pac-12 Academic Honor Roll this past year, team captain with the C on the chest. You can see on the screen here if you're watching live. He's played in all the games this year. And I think that if you're going to go and draft a guy like Thomas Booker, and you're going to get someone who is a leader in the locker room, someone who is going to help you out greatly for community-wise. He's a good dude overall. And someone who I think is going to excel in the special teams game early on. And someone who will definitely, because like I said, we say special teams, right? And everyone's like, well, that means they're not good. No, what that means is he's got very solid skill set, right? He's very well adapt. I mean, there's a lot of good players. There's a lot of top-tier players who've played on both the defensive line, the defensive end, whatever you, and on the special teams unit. I think that's where Chris, that's where Thomas is going to really shine, is kind of that dual threat in a way of you can find certain packages and certain roles. Like I said, if you need a guy to stuff the run on a third down, this is a guy for you. But I feel that he's going to be more of a backup, a later round draft pick come April, and someone who I think is going to excel in the special teams unit. And after working his way maybe for a season or two, maybe some teams will be like, okay, I see what this guy's doing. He's putting in good work on the special teams unit. Let's see what we can create to have him on the field more for the defensive tackle position. And I think that's where Thomas is going to shine. I think he's going to get a few, you know, a few plays here and there early on his career to kind of fit his mold and get his role ready for whoever drafts him in certain packages. But I feel like special teams unit is where his calling is going to be early on. And I think he can definitely work his way up into a starting job one day in the National Football League. I cannot wait to see where this young man is going to get drafted in April.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Absolutely. And Thomas Booker is one of those dudes that we've been watching. We want to know where he's going to end up. And all of our Stanford fans out there, I'm sure, want to know exactly where Thomas Booker is going to end up in this draft. Thank you so much for that in-depth, yet again, amazing in-depth explanation of all of Thomas Booker's stats. That is what we do here at 100 Yards of Football, is we bring you all of the information about all of the great draftees that are coming through, all through their amazing careers, and we just want to highlight these incredible individuals and these incredible athletes for everything that they have done for each of these teams. So thank you again, Mr. Landers. And if you're watching us live on the show, thank you. And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you yet again. But if you're not listening to our podcast yet, come and join us. Our podcast is 100 Yards of Football, just like here on our live broadcast. You can listen to it anywhere that you listen to podcasts, including on Spotify, Google, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, anywhere that you love to listen to podcasts. And we have over 700 amazing episodes that you can listen to in the morning when you're on your way to work, while you're at work, on your way home, during your break, when you work from home. If you have a delivery job where you can listen while you're in your vehicle, we will be there with you all the time. And we put out new episodes every single week. So thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for bringing us that NFL draft prospect of Thomas Booker, the defensive tackle from Stanford. We are 100 Yards of Football. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode right after this.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.